Now, on this week's Bygones feature, Margaret Mills is going to be looking at an Essex witch. Which one? Sorry. I couldn't resist it.
No,
I wish I had.
Well, you should have done. You should have done. We're going to be looking at a lady called Ursula Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ursula Kemp has a connection with a house at St. Osyth in Essex.
Mm.
This house is known as The Cage. Rather an unusual name.
Very unusual for name.
The house is, these days, a private residence. But come back many hundreds of years, specifically to the 1500s, and it was called The Cage for a very good reason. It was the local lock-up or prison. So if you'd done anything naughty, you would be liable to be locked up in the cage, hopefully only overnight or for a few days. But during the witchcraft trials that took place in Essex in the 1580s and surrounding decades, the cage was often used as the very last prison to incarcerate somebody before they were taken out and executed. And sadly, this is what happened to Ursula Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
Ursula Kemp lived in the village. She was what today we would call a herbalist or herbal practitioner. She went out into the fields and she gathered herbs. She made all sorts of medicines and concoctions from the herbs. She attended people who were sick. She looked after women who were giving birth to babies. She was very much the midwife of the 1500s. But sadly, in the 1500s, in Essex and throughout the country, this wasn't a safe thing to be because people would look at you and tend to think that you were practicing black magic and you were casting spells on people. Ursula, sadly, was convicted of witchcraft partly on the testimony of her own 8-year-old son.
Oh, goodness.
It's said that she confessed to witchcraft and implicated other women in the village of St. Osyth. And she did this because she was told when she came to trial at Chelmsford Court that if she confessed, the court would show clemency. But this,
and they didn't.
This was just a ruse to get her to confess.
Mm.
She did confess. She was obviously convicted. And it said that she was imprisoned in the cage for at least one day prior to her execution. Perhaps needless to say. Since then, the cage has acquired a bit of a reputation for hauntings and ghostly and supernatural happenings.
But it's a private house.
It's a private house today, yes. Mm. In 1921... somebody digging in their garden at St. Osyth in a completely different area to the area in which the cage is located is said to have unearthed two skeletons. And naturally, it was assumed that at least one of them was poor Ursula Kemp.
Mm.
Now, whether it was or not, we will never know. But the owner of the house in question, in whose garden the skeletons had been unearthed, we're told, made quite a nice living for himself over the years, inviting people to come to the spot where the witch's skeleton was uncovered. It said that this happened from about 1921 and he only stopped inviting people to view his garden in 1932 when suddenly, very mysteriously, his house burned down.
Oh, goodness me. Right.
So that's the story of Ursula Kemp. Whether one of these skeletons was, we don't know.
Mm.
But we do know, as a little PS to this story, that the skeletons were reburied with due ceremony afterwards.
And presumably the house that's now known as The Cage, which is a private house, was not the one that burnt down and rebuilt.
No, it wasn't. And it was last used, we're told, as a prison of any kind in 1908. After that, it was turned into a private house, which it has been ever since.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.